Welcome to Moving Through and Beyond, a podcast dedicated to sharing inspired journeys of redefining life, vision, and purpose after immense hardship and grief. My goal with this podcast is to give you hope and to let my guest journeys inspire you to make the choice to keep looking up. I'm your host, Carrie Conley. I've started a community dedicated to young adults, their supporting families and friends, focusing on igniting voices and building a future with purpose. Guided by my passionate vision and the transformative Vision is Victory program, we aim to provide tools that solidify self-worth, establish an authentic sense of belonging, and help members like you design a visionary blueprint for their future. We will provide you with resources, workshops, and mentorship opportunities to empower you to overcome obstacles and lead with confidence. Whether you're a young adult seeking guidance, a parent or family member supporting a loved one, or someone passionate about making a difference, you're in the right place. Together, we'll build futures filled with hope, purpose, and victory. Join my Vision is Victory Facebook group and head to the description right now to find out how. Hey everyone, welcome to this special episode of Moving Through and Beyond podcast. I'm very excited about this because this is something that I have talked about for many, many years on much different platforms and podcasting stages, my workshops, coaching, and I hope that this brings a lot of value to you today because I've taught this to a lot of people. And what I want to do first off is just kind of give you a little bit of history about myself and how I became known as a speaker in the area of being a vision expert and why the tagline for everything I do is called Vision is Victory. And I'm also going to talk to you a little bit about why I say having a clear vision for your life fixes just about everything you might be struggling with. And I'm going to hit it on just four of those things today. These are four big things that I see a lot of people struggling with. We're going to end up with me telling you actually how to write a vision like you've never done before. And I have a free gift for you too. So I hope that you will listen to this episode today, share it out, subscribe, and take some notes because this is going to be very educational today. The first thing I want to do is give you some history, a little bit of history about myself. So when I was in my late 20s, this was the mid-1980s, so this was quite a while ago, I was doing what we were all taught to do. My husband and I were both fresh out of college with business degrees. He had jumped into corporate sales and doing very well. I was in the area, industry of marketing and advertising. And to be honest with you, I wasn't doing the 9-to-5 gig very well. I was changing jobs about every 2 years because I just couldn't find the right job. And at job number three, they hired a woman to come in and do some staff development type exercises with us. I don't even really remember what she did, but what I do remember is being enamored with her. She was so inspiring, and I just thought to myself, wow, I want to think about doing something different with my life. So I asked her to be my first mentor, and she said something to me at our first meeting that I have never forgotten. She said, Carrie, you can create your life to look like however you want. You just have to get very, very clear on what that is. Nobody had ever told that to me. You know, my upbringing was I wanted to be a singer and actress, and my family thought that was super cute, but I was going to go to college and get a degree because nobody in our family ever had, right? So to hear those words that I could create whatever I wanted really spurred me to do something different. And so she encouraged me to take a day off of work, get in a quiet space, and in a journal, legal pad of paper, in writing, write out in great detail what I wanted my life to look like. And so I wrote a lot. I wrote a lot about what kind of wife I wanted to be, what kind of relationship I wanted to have with my husband, what kind of mom I wanted to be once we started having kids. I noodled a bunch of ideas around being an entrepreneur and being able to stay at home and work, especially once we were going to start a family. Didn't know what path I was going to follow, but I wrote a lot of things around what I really wanted. I wanted financial freedom. I wanted residual income. I wanted to travel. I wanted to develop my leadership skills and be around other strong leaders. I wrote things like maybe in the area of health and wellness, maybe in skincare. I really had no idea. But on the last line of one of those pieces of paper, for the first time ever, out of my head popped, someday I want to teach vision building and goal setting to other people. So I got really clear on a lot of things. And without knowing that, knowing then what I know now is I was aligning myself with God's will for my life and what was coming, you know, what was in store for me, and kind of manifesting, if you will. So fast forward a few years, we'd had our son and I was still working full time. And then 2 years later, we had our daughter. And at the time I was pregnant with my daughter, I got introduced to the industry of network marketing. And when I found the company that I wanted to join, which was Arbon, I jumped all in because it checked all the boxes that I had written. It was easy for me. It was the residual income. It was the trips. It was the leadership. It was being able to work from home, all the things. And so I had my daughter, got my son out of daycare, quit my job. And while raising my kids, I built a really big team of other female leaders and teaching them, first and foremost, why they needed to have a written, leap off the page, bigger than life vision for their life. Because I knew that if they did not have that, they were going to quit. Because running your own business from home, especially in that industry in the 80s, is not easy. So for 20 some years, I did that. And then about 12 years ago, I decided that if this worked for me and worked for them, it could probably work for other people too. And so I created a workshop called Vision is Victory. And then I wrote my first workbook, is also called Vision is Victory, which is the free gift I have for you at the end, plus another one. And I started coaching. And it just took off. And so when I coach with all of my clients, one of the things I would tell them is that when you have this written vision, it's going to help fix a lot of things that you are challenged with right now. So I'm going to now tell you four of the top things that I see that people are really struggling with that when you have this vision, it will help fix for you. All right. So number one thing, having this written vision will help you put better boundaries around your time and around your money. So I want to talk about the time thing for a second, because all of us have become really, really addicted to busyness. We are running around most of the time with our hair on fire and not knowing why we're doing half the things we're doing and wondering why we set goals and we can't actually achieve them or stay consistent. So because I have a really clear vision for my life of where I'm going between now and, let's say, the next 3 to 5 years, it is very easy for me when I get presented opportunities to make decisions, whether it's a yes or a no, because it either lines up with the vision or it doesn't. And I have to tell you that if you are somebody right now that you are really challenged with saying no and feeling like you're doing all the right things, but wondering why you can't make any forward motion in the one area you want to move forward, it's most likely because you don't have that very clear vision to act as your guideline. It's kind of like putting bumper cars, you know, on the bowling alley. It's going to help you stay on track and not drift into the gutter. So it really, the boundary thing has become, I said this in front of a group of women once about boundaries, and it hit such a nerve with all of them in the room that I knew that this was a big problem for a lot of people. And now not only do I speak in front of women, I speak in front of larger groups of people of all ages, and I'm most specifically interested in helping young adults because I see this as a big problem for them as well. So the second thing I'm going to tell you having a clear vision will help you with is in the area of finances. So I know a lot of people are struggling right now and stress and lose sleep mostly in the area of money. Either they are wildly in debt and don't know how to get out of it, or they want to make more money and don't know what to do about that, don't understand how money really works, so that they can learn how to put their money to work for them, right? So when you have a vision, very strongly writing in the area of finances where you want to be again about 3 years from now, it will help you create a reverse engineered plan on how to get there. You can backtrack into, okay, how can I pay down the debt? How can I take whatever little money I have to put into something that I can invest in right now so that it starts growing? So I will be in a whole different place financially years from now. So it really, I hope mostly in the area of finances, it will help relieve a lot of the stress, because this is really a problem, I think, in every age group. The third thing I've seen having a clear vision helps people with is, as it helped me, it will help you figure out the authentic path you are supposed to be on, most especially in the area of your career, in your field. A lot of times when I talk to people about what they're doing in their life, they either tell me they are on a path in their career that they are not satisfied with. They don't feel fulfilled. Maybe they even actually hate the job. They are jumping like I did and not really knowing what was real for them, because unfortunately, most of us are raised in a system, educationally and in the home, where we're told, hey, like me, really cute that you want to be a singer and an actress, but what we really think would be best for you is to get a business degree, college degree, and go into sales. And like I said, I did all right at that, but it wasn't my path. And so when I wrote out my vision and all the things I wanted my life to look like I told you earlier, when my first company arrived into my life, it checked all the boxes and I knew that was the path I was supposed to be on. So a lot of times when people come to me and they tell me they're in that fork in the road of where am I really supposed to be going with my life in the field that I want to be in, it will reveal a lot to you. And I want you to stop and not get stressed out about this, because I think this right here is where a lot of people think, okay, I don't even know how this is going to happen. If you are somebody that's waiting to write your vision because you need to be shown the how first, you've got it backwards. Just like me, I had to write out what I wanted and the how showed up. So write it out. Just get as big and as bold and as beautiful as you can get, especially in the area of what you really dream of doing. Because you have something inside of you that you are meant to do and probably just aren't following it because somebody told you not to or put you down a different path, right? The last thing I want to tell you is having a clear vision is going to help you get through every major adversity in your life. Little trauma and big traumas, right? So I've been through a lot in my life. When I started my first business, I had a lot of rejection. And a lot of that came from the people that were closest to me. It was challenging. And it made me want to quit on certain days. But the reason I didn't quit and I kept going, even though it was hard, I recruited a big team, lost a big team. The woman who actually recruited me into the company I was with actually died a year into it, and very unexpectedly. Lost some family members along the way. And it was challenging. And most especially, most recently, what has helped me get through the bigger traumas in my life has been anchored in my vision. So within the past 10 years, I have lost my husband in 2014 to suicide. Totally rocked our world, of course. And then 3 years later, lost my 25-year-old son also to suicide. And I want to pause here and talk to you a little bit about that, because when people ask me, how in the world are you getting through all of that? And I have to tell you, it's two reasons. One is my faith. I have a very deep faith. And two, my vision of what I am doing and why I'm doing it has just become bigger. So the vision for my life, you guys, have not changed, but the mission has. And I want to really encourage you right now that if you are going through any kind of adversity in your life, and it's keeping you stuck because you can't get past it, I really want to encourage you to do what I'm going to tell you to do next so that you can see some light at the end of the tunnel. It will help you get through day by day. All right, so here's the last part of what I want to teach you today is how do you write a vision like you've never written before? Maybe some of you have done this in one way or another in the past. But when I tell people to do this in this way, I can see that it's kind of a different perspective. So what I want to encourage you today to do is to carve out, number one, some quiet time in your calendar. You're going to need to get away to do this exercise like I did. Take a day off of work. Actually take yourself away from your environment if you can. Go to your happy place. Turn off your phone. Get away from all the distractions, and with a journal or a legal pad of paper or whatever you want to write on, please don't type this, write it. It makes a difference. I want you to do three things. First thing is, at the top of the piece of paper, I want you to date it as if it's 3 years from the day you are starting to write this. After you write the date, second thing I want you to do is I want you to write how old you will be and how old your family members will be. Now, if we were in a live workshop right now and I were up on stage and I could see your faces, a lot of people look at me like, wow, I cannot believe I'm going to be X years old or my kids are going to be this age or my parents or whatever. And I don't know about you guys, but 3 years may seem like it's way out there, but it's really not. And so much can change in your life in 3 years, especially as we age. So write the date 3 years out, write how old you will be and all of your family members. And the last thing I want you to do is I want you to write a letter to yourself or to somebody that you trust this with, as if it's that date 3 years out. And I want you to write what your life looks like, all of the things you've done in the past 3 years, all of the things you're doing right now, what you are projecting for your future. And I'm going to give you some categories to think about. I want you to think about your faith life, whatever that means for you, your family life, your friends, your finances, obviously, like we've talked about, your field, your career, fitness and health. And the last category, and I don't mean to put this category last, but I want you to think about the fun things that you're doing. So envision that you're writing me the letter, and it's 3 years from today, and we haven't talked in 3 years, and you're now catching me up on what your life looks like. You're telling me where you're living. You're telling me how you're spending your time. If you'd like to travel, where do you travel to? When do you go? Who goes with you? What do you do when you travel? Where is your home life? Some people love, you know, the mountains. Some love the beach. Some like a small house. Some like a high rise. It doesn't matter. Just get super clear on what you want. Now, last part of this exercise, two things. Don't leave anything out. A lot of people are afraid to write these things because they can't see those things happening for them based on the circumstances they are in right now. Again, I'm going to encourage you and tell you that you write the vision as it's coming out of your heart, and I promise you the how will show up. And the other thing I want to remind you to do is to watch your words. Words are very powerful. So don't use what I call wishy-washy words, like I'm trying, we'll see, I'm hoping this happens. Don't leave things like really vague. Get really super clear and dream big and use affirming words like they've done, you've already done it, you're doing it, you're putting it together. You know, just lock it in and get super concrete. I hope that you will take the time to do this exercise because it's a game changer for everything in your life, especially if you have written some pretty big goals, right? Because most of us do write really big goals, but it's not anchored in a vision long term. So less than 8% of us by the end of the year achieve those goals. And the biggest reason is it's just not anchored in a vision that's going to help you get through all the things that you are working through right now in your life. And I know I only talked about four things. You might have other challenges that are going on. But when you write this vision, it's going to help you see, like I said earlier, some light at the end of the tunnel so you can move through just about anything. So here's my gift for you now. I want to give you my Vision is Victory downloadable ebook. It's completely free and it is a workbook. So if you need a guide to help you write this vision, I want you to look for the link in these show notes to click on the link and get that workbook and start writing your vision. The link will take you to the downloadable book. You can also text to get the link. And how you do that is you text the word VICTORY in all caps, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, of course, to 26786. The word VICTORY to 26786. And when you do this, for a very short time, I'm going to open up my calendar for people to actually have a call with me so you can tell me about your vision and see if I can help you actually create it. So look for my calendar link in the show notes as well. Thank you for listening to this special episode today of Moving Through and Beyond. I appreciate you listening and sharing this out. Subscribing is wonderful, and I just am here to remind you to keep looking up.
If you found this episode inspiring or helpful, please share it with a friend or a family member. In order to be successful on this mission, I can't do it alone. Connect with me at www.carrieconley.com. And don't forget to sign up for my weekly Do It On Purpose newsletter. Let's build this life-giving vision movement together to end this epidemic, save lives, and create purpose.